I want to talk about Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall be in need of nothing. Well, I think that the original context of this is when David is fleeing from Absalom, and he unexpectedly finds a feast prepared for him in the wilderness, first of all by Ziba, and then by Barzillai. And he's making his way along the banks of the river Kidron into the wilderness. And yet he feels that although he doesn't in fact know really where he is going, yet he is confident that Yahweh is my shepherd, that he is being led, although, as he admits, he doesn't know where he is going. And I think that that is the essence really of trust. And remember that the word faith, both in Hebrew and Greek, essentially means to trust. That is the essence of trust, that God means only good for us in our latter end. It's like Abraham being told to go to a land that he didn't know where it was or what it was. And that is really like our calling to the kingdom. Whatever information we think we have about the future kingdom of God, in the end, we are also in the position of Abraham, and we are asked to go somewhere that we do not really understand. And yet, God will be our shepherd. Now, you notice that David himself was a shepherd, and yet he now likens himself to a sheep. When he says, Yahweh is my shepherd, well, a shepherd shepherds sheep. And so you see that beautiful mutuality which there is between God and man, that David was a shepherd, and he was God's shepherd over the flock of Israel. And yet he was also a sheep, and God was his shepherd. So then he says, he makes me lie down in green meadows. He leads me beside still waters. And I suggested that this is referring to his flight from Jerusalem along the Kidron out into the desert. He had, as I say, he had no clear plan. All he knew is that he had to immediately flee Jerusalem, lest Absalom surround him and kill him. But although he doesn't know where he's going, he has this strong sense of being led. And this language is used also about the exiles, whom God had promised to lead on a desert journey back to Zion. And these psalms, although they were written by David, were, I suggest, rewritten for the exiles to comfort them that although they likewise didn't quite know where they were going, they also would be led by the waters, both into captivity and back out of it. They were to see David's experience as a kind of pattern, as a kind of template for themselves. And this is the whole purpose of our reading of the Bible and our familiarity with the text, that we see that God is leading us and that situations that are happening in our lives are not in fact totally unique, but the outline template has happened to somebody else. So even if you don't get anything out of reading a certain section of scripture, keep on and persevere, because then suddenly something will happen in your life and you'll think, aha, this is it. And so, as I say, those great restoration prophecies of Israel, who are again likened to a flock of sheep being led by the rivers, because the journey from Jerusalem to Babylon was typically taken along the rivers, first of all, the various rivers that led towards the Euphrates and then down the Euphrates towards Babylon. So likewise, as God had led David through the desert, along by the rivers, so likewise God would lead the people of Judah into captivity and back out from it. He then says, he guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, on another level, he sees all this as a picture of a very personal being led by God in life, that we are led in the way of righteousness. There is a higher hand in our lives which is going to ultimately guide us to be spiritually minded and make the whole thing a picture of our death and resurrection, because he says, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil because you are with me. And the idea is that if you don't need to fear death, that's because you shall be resurrected. When he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, as I said, that is talking really about the unexpected feasts that were put on for him by Ziba and Barzillai with his enemies, like Shimei, cursing him, etc. And he can say in that awful situation, my cup runs over, even though his own son Absalom had turned against him and he had no clear plan where to go or how to act, he can say, my cup runs over.